Next up, we have a call from Tom in Georgia who has a leaky chimney. Tom, where's it leaking from?
It's leaking from the very top of the chimney, which is very unusual because you'd typically expect it to be along the roof line. But that's fine. The rest of the flashing where it meets the roof is fine. It's up at the top of the chimney. It's a stucco chimney, and I know that it can get kind of porous, but I mean, this is ridiculous. We've been trying everything.
Where's the leak coming in? Is it getting into the flue and leaking down out of a fireplace, or where are you seeing the water evidence itself?
Actually, it comes in a corner where it looks like some plywood structure has been built, and the stucco is on the outside of it. So it's not coming into the flue. It's outside of that, leaks through the inside, runs down the plywood portion and some 2x4s that are part of the structure.
So wait a minute, let me understand something. Is this a real chimney or is it a chimney chase? You're talking about plywood. Is it a wood frame around a metal pipe?
It's an insert chimney.
Ah, okay. So this is basically a frame that's supposed to look like a chimney, but inside of that, there's a flue pipe that goes through the roof.
Correct.
Okay. Do you know and have you ruled out that there is no leak inside of this chimney chase around that flue pipe?
Yes, rule that out.
Okay. All right, up near the top, describe the construction of the chimney chase around the top. In most cases, there's going to be a sheet metal top where the insert flue pipe comes up through it and it's caulked around.
Well, yes, it's caulked around and it has a chimney cap on top of it that's made out of metal.
Right.
And then another piece from that flue cap goes above there to keep rain from getting in. And it's like a little roof itself.
But I mean, there's no chance any water's getting in there running down behind this plywood structure.
No, it comes in right in a corner.
All right, it sounds a lot like flashing. Have you done this? Have you gone up on the roof? I don't know if you can walk this roof, as if it's not too steep.
It's kind of like Mount Everest, only different.
Oh, well, that sounds like it is too steep. It sounds pretty steep. One of the things that you could do is to try to put a diverter around the chimney so that the water doesn't collect near the bottom of it.
It's not coming to the bottom. It's coming to the top.
Right, but I mean, it's on the downhill side, right? Does the water go against it?
It's coming in a corner, and the only thing I can think of is that the stucco has become cracked or whatever at that point, and it's seeping in behind there.
All right, well, it sounds to me like the only other possibility here is some crack in the stucco. And it might be one that you can't see. It might be one that you have to physically look for very close to the chimney structure. Because if you do have a break in it, it's possible the water is getting in there. You know, it doesn't take much of a crack to get through. And with the kind of structure you're explaining, there could be a lot of expansion and contraction that's going to open that up just enough to let the water through.
Is there an overall sealant that he can put over the entire structure or something he can put on the inside to sort of plug the general area where the crack might be?
Well, if you can identify the crack, I would recommend sealing it with a silicone caulk. But the problem is you're going to have to get up there and find it. If it's happening that consistently and that high up, it sounds like that's the only other possibility if you're convinced it's not the flashing. It's almost always the flashing, but if you're telling me that you're convinced it's not the flashing, then it's got to be coming up higher into the break. It sounds like you've got a good roof surface on that, the way the structure is designed.
So silicone caulking, and that comes in, there's roof silicone caulking, that's pretty good.
Oh, absolutely.
Not going to discolor.
No.
Well, perhaps, you and I working together, contacting the Mount Kilimanjaro team, climbing team, to get together and do this.
I will send a Sherpa your way, and
There
we
you
can get this
go.
all taken care of.
Tom, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY PIT.